Here's why the situation in the Middle East goes to a nuclear war. We've already seen, well, first of all, the Western leaders always claim that attacks on Israel or attacks on Ukraine are, quote, unprovoked. And they say, for example, Putin has been waging an unprovoked war of aggression. They don't tell you, of course, it's been provoked since, well, the fall of the Berlin Wall as NATO continued to expand eastward, violating the treaties and conventions that it signed with the former Soviet Union, by the way. And that the eastward expansion of NATO is itself a provocation against Russia. And there's a similar thing going on with Israel versus Iran right now. The Western press says, oh, Iran just attacked Israel out of the blue, completely unprovoked, because they don't tell their readers, because, you know, look, their readers are stupid. Anybody who just listens to the corporate mainstream media is low IQ. So they don't tell their readers that, no, Israel attacked the Iranian consulate building in Damascus on April 1st. That was unprovoked. That was a violation of international law. That was an assassination of high-level Iranian officials on diplomatic property. That's the provocation. Iran is simply responding to that provocation. So the West, first of all, will never, ever believe that anybody else has the right to retaliate against Western aggression or Western provocations. And if you look at a map of Iran versus U.S. military bases, you find that there are U.S. military bases all around Iran, to the east, to the west, to the north, in Iraq, and in Syria even, in many other places. It's like, wow, Iran provoked us by putting its country right in the middle of all our military bases. You know, that's the attitude from the West. The second important point is that Western leaders believe their own bullshit when it comes to thinking that, oh, the Iron Dome works great. Yeah, Israel was victorious. We could shoot down everything that Iran, you know, launches at Israel. So because Western leaders believe their own bullshit, they make policy decisions based on their own bullshit. They're eating their own dog food, in other words. And their dog food is more like donkey shit. It's just complete lies and nonsense. The fact is that Iran proved that it can penetrate the Iron Dome defenses, that Iran can have ballistic missiles or hypersonic missiles go through and hit any target they wish with extreme precision at any time they want, and that there's absolutely nothing that Israel can do to stop it. That's the message that Iran just sent. But there's nobody in power in the West, especially in the United States, that understands that. Because they just lie to each other in their own, you know, meetings, the Pentagon meetings. They tell the same lies to each other there that they tell the public. Oh yeah, Patriot missiles work great. They shoot down 80% of everything. It's all a lie. So as a result, the U.S. will back Israel when Israel now retaliates against Iran's retaliation. And this is what's coming. This is the next step. Israel's going to launch a barrage of missiles to take out Iranian strategic targets such as, you know, nuclear facilities, refineries. There's going to be a heavy hit on oil and energy here, which, by the way, is going to severely damage Joe Biden's reelection chances in the U.S. as gas prices skyrocket. This is why the U.S. is trying to get Israel to back down, because Netanyahu is a loose cannon. He's going to get the Biden administration destroyed by taking us all into World War III with a global shortage of energy exports, and not even to mention the Strait of Hormuz there, before the election. But here's what's likely to happen. So Israel attacks Iran. But before Israel's wave of rockets even hits the ground in Iran, it's very likely that Iran itself will launch probably on the order of 1,500 missiles and rockets, including ballistic missiles and hypersonic missiles, at Israel. So there will be an exchange of missile fire. And this wave from Iran will not just be a demonstration. It won't just target military bases out in the desert or whatever. This wave will target Israel's government buildings, Israel's infrastructure, power grid, most likely, ports. This wave will take out a significant portion of what allows Israel to function as a society. And there's nothing that Israel can do to stop it. That was proven in the retaliation from Iran on April 14th. Nothing can stop these. So then Israel will cry, oh, we're being attacked, we're being destroyed. And then they will try to convince the U.S. to join Israel in an even larger retaliatory strike on Iran, possibly including Israeli nuclear weapons. Israel is crazy enough to use its nukes. It has nukes. The nukes were provided to it illegally by the United States. And Israel is willing to use them. And if Israel uses a nuclear weapon, it will likely be used against Iran. It might be used against Damascus. But Iran will be one obvious target. If a single nuke goes off from Israel, well, then Russia and China get into the war instantly. Probably Russia just starts launching hypersonic nuclear missiles to take out the United States Navy, to take out Tel Aviv. I mean, Russia's not going to stand by and let Israel just start nuking Iran into oblivion. Russia becomes an active player in the war at that moment. And Russia not only has nuclear hypersonic missiles that can be launched from the air, Russia, of course, has the world's largest collection of nuclear weapons in silos in Russia that can hit any target anywhere on the planet. These are the long-range monster ICBMs with the most advanced reentry vehicles, with the hyperglide vehicles that can dodge anti-ballistic missile defense systems. Plus, Russia has just demonstrated a new ballistic missile. We don't even know much about it at this point, but they demonstrated some kind of new ballistic missile technology. This is the new generation, even newer than the Sarmat 2. And apparently, it's reported that this missile system does even more crazy advanced things, like coordinating the timing of the attacks of the reentry vehicles, basically swarm technology in the reentry vehicles that come out of the nose of the international ballistic missile. So if this thing goes nuclear, the West is done. The West is destroyed. If this thing goes nuclear, this is what you got to understand, game theory. If it starts to go nuclear, it is in the interests of each player to escalate to full nuclear war as quickly as possible, because that's your only chance of survival. There is no incentive to wait and see what the other guy does. So once Israel launches one nuke, we are in global thermonuclear war, likely involving, well, surely involving Russia, and probably involving China, and maybe the European players would launch nukes at Russia, but then they would be absolutely destroyed by Russia's response. So we're talking about Paris, giant smoking crater. London, giant smoking crater. Right? Berlin, giant smoking crater with fallout. Tel Aviv, giant smoking crater, multiple craters. Israel, gone, wiped off the map. The land, unusable for three centuries because of the cesium fallout. We're talking about mushroom clouds in Iran, maybe some mushroom clouds in Russia as well. And then the question is, what will the U.S. do? Will the U.S. stand back and do nothing, or will the U.S. launch everything at Russia in that moment? See, this is the kind of insanity that happens when you have U.S. leaders like Anthony Blinken, who are all in for Zionism and will do nothing to hold Israel responsible for its aggression, for its violations of law. Instead, they spend all their effort and energy excusing Israel, which feeds into the escalation cycle, which ultimately will lead to World War III. See, stolen elections have consequences. And this is one of the most dangerous consequences imaginable. Global thermonuclear war. Now, let us hope and pray that it doesn't go there. However, we are closer to that scenario than at any other time since the Cuban Missile Crisis. And I ask you this question. If you think it won't go there, can you explain how it doesn't? At what point does a country back down? Because essentially you would have to argue that Israel backs down. And since Israel has been excused for all of its war crimes and its genocide and its mass slaughter of Palestinian people, Israel has never gotten the message to de-escalate or back down from anything. Israel's entire modus operandi is to do everything at once, destroy anybody at once, and then just claim that if you criticize them, you're anti-Semitic. Israel has never learned the lesson of restraint. And as a result, Israel has no internal philosophy of de-escalation. It is impossible for Israel to de-escalate. They think that God chose them to rule the planet. Yeah, there's a whole, you know, pseudo-spiritual aspect to this. You know, quackpot spirituality on the part of the Zionists. They think God chose them to rule the world. And thus, they can't de-escalate because that would put them on equal footing with the Persians. They can't say, well, the Persians are equal to us because, you know, we're the Zionists. We're superior to all other people on the planet. We have to kill them all and take their land and steal their resources. That's what Zionists think. So there's no way that Zionists will back down. They think God's going to protect them anyway, and half of them want to start World War III because they think that's how they destroy the enemies of Zionism. They do. This is how they think it all ends. They think that God comes in and rescues them, Gog and Magog and all that nonsense. They think that if they can whip up world war with Iran and Russia, who they think is mentioned in the Bible, not the Old Testament, but, you know, Book of Revelation, all that stuff, they think that God's going to come in and save them. So they're actually escalating into the arms of God, which is just psychopathic insanity. You're going to launch nuclear weapons because you think God's going to bail you out? Wow. You know, for the record, God didn't stop the U.S. nuking Hiroshima or Nagasaki. You know, God didn't step in and stop World War II. God didn't stop the Vietnam War. God's not going to stop Israel from being destroyed. If anything, God's probably giving a blessing to the destruction of Israel because Israel is a satanic cult. Zionism is Satanism. It has nothing to do with God. It's a false god of Lucifer. That's who rules Israel. That's why Israel pushed the vaccines on their own population. It was genocide against their own people with their bioweapons that they developed. And then when that didn't kill enough people, they want to start World War III while they're killing off, you know, nearly 50,000 Palestinians in mass genocide. This is the way Israel operates. It's always about death and destruction, and then claiming that they alone have been uniquely blessed by God and given the right to carry out these actions against everybody else. This is the way Zionists think. And it is a fatalistic, suicidal philosophy. But they will drag the world into destruction in order to try to continue their lie. That's how dangerous Israel is. Has become. So there are really, there are two paths that can be chosen here. This is a big fork in the road in terms of history and the future of human civilization. If Netanyahu backs down, or if somebody in the U.S. State Department would grow a backbone and tell Israel, we're done, we're not going to support you any longer, then we could de-escalate this thing, and we could go on to a future that does not involve dozens of mushroom clouds taking out cities all across the world. The other fork, which is the fork that Netanyahu is absolutely pursuing, ends with dozens of mushroom clouds, including multiple mushroom clouds with radioactive fallout all across Israel. The current region of Israel will become uninhabitable in this scenario. No human being will be able to live there for at least a century, probably much longer. Netanyahu is choosing the path of destruction, and so are the Christian Zionists in the U.S. that are going along with this. They're choosing the path of nuclear war and total destruction. And if this war happens, probably Washington, D.C. gets nuked, New York City gets nuked. You know, Houston, Texas probably gets nuked. We're probably in an all-out global thermonuclear war because there's no off-ramp to this thing. And at the end of the day, billions of people will die. But in terms of who will survive, it'll be Russia and China. I don't know about Iran. Iran might get heavily, heavily nuked by Israel. It's not clear yet exactly what Israel is going to do. But Russia will survive because it has a lot of underground fallout bunkers. And it has a very resilient population that have learned how to get by on very little. China will survive because China won't be the direct target to be nuked by everybody. China may sit the whole thing out and just let Russia and America nuke each other and let Israel and Iran nuke each other. And then China ends up being the surviving population. And then, of course, they have to deal with all the radiation and fallout globally. But that's a lot easier than dealing with taking a bunch of direct nuclear strikes, that's for sure. So this is a suicide mission for the United States. It's a suicide mission for Israel. It's going to end up in mass suffering and death all over the world. Billions of people will not make it. And this is exactly what the globalists want, is some way to achieve global depopulation to save the planet. They got their savior, Satanist Netanyahu, and the Biden administration, and Anthony Blinken and all these lunatics, Jake Sullivan and Joe Biden himself, all these lunatics that claim that they're all in with Israel. We're Zionists. We'll do anything for Israel. Even we'll destroy the whole world for Israel. Even if Israel's destroyed, we'll still destroy the world for Israel. The giant smoking crater with radioactive fallout dust. We'll just call it Israel and we'll say we defend this crater. This radioactive crater is Israel. This is ours now. I mean, you can see Anthony Blinken, like, we're going to defend Israel to the last crater. You know, just like, we're going to have Ukraine fight Russia to the last Ukrainian. You know, these people are insane. Insane freaking lunatics. They will get us all destroyed. So get prepared in every way you can. Pray for intervention of some kind. The world is run by absolute psychopathic lunatics, and it's getting worse every single day. There's just no way around that. I feel sorry for people who don't know what's going on. They're done. They will not survive what's coming. This whole thing is going nuclear almost certainly, and nobody's ready for it. Nobody's ready. All right. Do what you can. Stay prepared. Stock up, whatever it takes. Get ready for what's coming, because there's no off-ramp to this. Thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. All right, let's talk about some solutions for preparedness and survival based on what's happening in the world. Things are getting completely out of control, as you know. And some of these are sponsors, some of these are free. I'm going to give you some free tools here as well. First thing, show the camera on my desk here. This is all collapsed currency from all over the world. Trillions of dollars worth of collapsed currency, and then here's fake Hollywood currency of $100 bills. This is all going to zero. I mean, some of this is already zero, but even dollars are going to zero. This is the solution. These are called goldbacks. This is a 50 goldback bill. It's 51/1000ths of an ounce of gold is embedded in the bill. And that's why it's so thick. And they have smaller denominations like the one gold back here. I could hold it right side up. This is 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. And we've done the laboratory testing, and you can find it at our affiliate website called verifiedgoldbacks.com. If you want real physical gold that's highly divisible and has high utility, this is the solution, verifiedgoldbacks.com. And if you scroll through here, you can see all of our lab testing that we did. We actually melted them down and we did all kinds of tests for the purity and the mass of the gold that's in these bills. And check out the different designs here. Let's see if you can show that. You got different designs of different amounts of gold that are embedded in the bills. There's a 50 that I showed you, and then there's a 25, a 5, a 10, and ones as well. Really an amazing solution. Now, other things to keep in mind.
We've got storable food right now at healthrangerstore.com. I've got some on my desk here showing you also the Iosat iodine, the potassium iodide, prevention of the radiation damage to your thyroid. That's all FDA approved there, the Iosat product. We've also got dietary supplement iodine there, as well as the Ranger buckets and various food buckets. We've got the heavy cream, all certified organic, laboratory tested, back in stock, plus the red miso, the yellow miso, and white cheddar cheese powder, which is just pure organic cheddar cheese. No fillers, no colors, no garbage in it of any kind. You can find all of that at healthrangerstore.com. Now, continuing with our topic of preparedness, our sponsor in the satellite phone space is the Satellite Phone Store. You can find them at SAT123.com. Connects you here to the Satellite Phone Store. And these are emergency backup comms devices that work even if the cell towers go down or if the power grid goes down. And they have packages with the bivy sticks, with Faraday bags, and pre-installed software on a mobile device that protects your privacy because it doesn't talk to the cell towers. It just talks through the satellites. You can send and receive text messages, and you can let people know you're okay, or you can have emergency contacts that are successful through that mechanism. Here's something that I don't talk about enough, but there's a company called shieldarms.com that has a new product, which is the S10 Grip Chop. And as you can see here, this is a chopped off grip of a Glock 43X. Now, show camera one. This is my Glock 43X right here. Let's see if I can get on camera. And so as you can see, the magwell, you know, this is a pretty long designation right here. You know, it can stick out if you're trying to do concealed carry. But if you go to shieldarms.com, they have their Grip Chop S10 firearm, which is available right now. And it's a shorter grip that allows it to be more easily concealed, but yet it takes full-size magazines. And then Shield Arms has their custom steel mags. Actually, that's what I've got right here. This is the Shield Arms magazine. It's vastly superior to Glock mags. It holds more rounds and it's more durable. So this is the best setup. You can get these mags and you can get these Grip Chop pistols at shieldarms.com. Of course, all federal laws apply. You have to transfer through an FFL and so on, you know, obey your local and national laws in order to do this. But this allows you to be ultra concealable in carrying this outstanding firearm, the Glock 43X. And I think you can use discount code RANGER there to save 10% off that firearm. They may still have that code active. I'm not entirely sure. Now, continuing with some more preparedness items right here, Brighteon.ai. This is our free downloadable artificial intelligence language model. We are training this on an extensive amount of information on food, herbs, nutrition, off-grid living, but also survival and preparedness. It's non-commercial, it's open source, it's free to use. You just enter your email address here, click register, and you'll be given access to a download page. And we're releasing new models all the time, including a 7 billion parameter model that is trained on all of this survival and prepping and nutrition content. Nobody else in the world has models like this. In addition, we have a backup comms social media platform that we've just launched called Brighteon.io. And if you go to that website, Brighteon.io, you can sign up. You can see that it's a big social media type of site. The thing is, see, it's got free speech videos. Here's a flat earth video. That's pretty funny. There's all kinds of videos here, all kinds of different viewpoints and opinions. Here's Dave Hodges here with a video. You can go there and you can share videos and content, and there are no central servers. It's all peer-to-peer, decentralized, and it runs on blockchain. And it has its own blockchain coin here, actually called Pcoin, which is modeled after Bitcoin, and it's kind of a reputation coin on the platform. Anyway, you can find out about that. Just go to brighteon.io. If you download the app and run it, then this will even survive the internet kill switch because it doesn't need to resolve domain names in order to function. So that's Brighteon.io. And then in terms of products that we have, guess what? We also have the knives that we've custom designed with Dawson Knives here. This is one of our combat knives, and they're made with MagnaCut steel, incredibly durable, high Rockwell hardness. They're flexible without shattering. They hold an edge, and they're almost corrosion proof. That's the advantage of MagnaCut steel. So yeah, if you see this, this is, and it's a G10 handle with an oversized finger guard here. This is a really incredible knife. And because it's got three holes here, show camera one, let me show you this. Because it's got these three holes, see if I can get the light just right, yeah. It's got this hole, and then this hole. You can use paracord and you can strap it to a stick and make a spear out of it. So this can be made into a spear relatively easily. We've got multiple knives from Dawson that, of course, I'm the co-designer, and it's got a special wedge end here as well for escape and evasion. We are out of the Escape from LA knife, but we do have this Tonto version that we're working on right now that we may come out with. And then we've got some other really amazing. This is, oh, that's another one of our combat knives, but we've got a bushcrafting knife as well that you can check out. Find all that at healthrangerstore.com. Bottom line, folks, we have a lot of preparedness solutions for you. Some of them are free, like Brighteon.ai or Brighteon.io, or you can use Brighteon Social or just Brighteon.com. But, and then some of them, of course, cost money. Like if you're going to get your hands on gold, you know, it's going to cost you. You're going to pay for the gold. Not everything's going to be free, obviously. So iodine, storable food, weapons of self-defense to defend and protect innocent life. These are the kinds of things that we are advocating very strongly right now at this time in history because of what's happening in the world, what's happening with the open borders, where we are domestically with chaos and lawlessness getting worse in most cities across America, more illegals invading more states and counties. So be ready to defend yourself. And then, of course, the collapse of the dollar coming as well. It's accelerating every day. You're seeing it with food inflation. Now, look at the cost of your car insurance, by the way. Look at that. It's skyrocketing. Health insurance, it's all skyrocketing. Things are getting more expensive because your dollar is worth less and less. Meanwhile, gold is absolutely skyrocketing. In fact, let me just bring up where gold is right now. 2384. Show my screen. I want to show the trend here. If you look at gold prices here, just over, what does that go back to? Like the end of October last year, gold was $1,837. Now it's almost $2,400. Look at that rise right there. Gold is skyrocketing in dollars because dollars are losing value. So people who are smart, who want to maintain their value of gold and silver, well, that's, it's doing exactly what it's designed to do, to hold value. Oh, I should mention, by the way, if you go to metalswithmike.com, this is our gold and silver coin sponsor, the Treasure Island Company, and you go there and you can request to talk with them, or you can check their real-time prices right here. They'll give you the price quotes here. You can look at gold coins like U.S. Mint coins, real-time pricing online, and they have discrete, secure, guaranteed delivery, insured. So check them out at metalswithmike.com. They are our gold and silver sponsor for the coins. So those are some of our sponsors, some of the solutions that we offer, some of the free things that are available to you. Whatever you do, you know, make sure that you're getting prepared for what's coming. Grow more food. Save your garden seeds. You know, get more items at the grocery store that you can even stockpile that will last a longer period of time. Try to get out of the dollar into things that will hold value, whether it's gold and silver or something else. Maybe you're going to buy a piece of land. Maybe you're going to stock up on ammo or diesel fuel or you know, something that holds value. But take action now because the world is becoming more chaotic. Time is running out. Thank you for supporting our sponsors and supporting this platform. We appreciate you. That keeps us going. It allows us to build the free tools that we're giving back to you, such as the AI tools, as well as the Brighteon.io platform. But together we can make it through all this, and then we'll be the ones who get to help, you know, rebuild society on the other side of the collapse of this current system, and it is collapsing. But get prepared now while you can, and thank you for all your support. I'm Mike Adams here of healthrangerstore.com, as well as Brighteon.com. Take care.